The goal of the Fusion of Arts and Education project was to facilitate the cooperation between artists and adult educators, and therefore the encounter between these two worlds of art and education. It was also aimed at creating pilot projects in the partner countries that involved both artists and adult educators in participatory art projects with the community in the urban space. So what we did at the local level was involving a dancer and dance teacher that is expert in the methodology of danza duende, and an adult educator that was also had an expertise in dance. And they organized a residential workshop in Danza Duende, which involved 10 women, and was built around a very famous text of Italian literature, which is The Invisible Cities of Italo Calvino. And it was aimed at addressing the topic of the relationship between the individual and the urban space in light of the COVID-19 pandemic and the detachment that it created between people and the social and urban space, and therefore trying to heal through movement and self-exploration this relationship between the individual and the city. Okay. Danza Duende is a methodology that was created in 2004 by a dancer called Yuma Mudra, with the aim of, she says, living dance and dancing life. She thought that movement and dance was something that everyone could do, not only professionals or artists. And therefore developed a series of exercises that can connect every person to their own body and movement in spite of their background. And this is what this is the genesis of Danza Duende, where duende is indicates that moment in which you are present to yourself in the present moment. So it connects to the fact that Danza Duende aims at allowing people to be themselves exactly as they are in that precise moment of time. So the impact the project had on the 10 women that participated was very strong and meaningful, because they saw it as really a therapeutic experience after years of distress and hardship caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Many of them mentioned the fact that they're not used to feeling comfortable in their own body. It's not something that is normal in the society. So it was very deep and important for them in this sense. The opportunity to reconnect and to have a space and time in which you're allowed to be yourself and express yourself in whichever way you want. I think that's something very important and meaningful for everyone, and it was demonstrated by the feedback that we received from all of them. What I think is, through this project, I think I realized the importance of, really allowing dance and movement to enter everyday life. And these kinds of residencies are really with this way of teaching and doing education that is immersive, where people are in the process for the whole day, for a whole week. It's a very good way of doing these kinds of processes that are transformative, not only in a technical way, but also in an emotional and personal, for personal development, to really be in that process throughout the whole time and not fragmented here and there. I think that's something that I learned from this. And I think these kinds of projects really need to be replicated, because there is a very strong need for self-expression and for ways and means to let out and express whatever we have inside. And this is something that everyone needs. So there really is, you know, a need for more of these things to happen. Yeah.